On Monday, the 21st of July, the astronauts landed at about 19 minutes past 6 Australian time in the morning. And before the moonwalk, which was at started at about 10 to 1 in the afternoon, you had a visit from Prime Minister John Gorton. Do you remember anything much about that visit?
I remember his handshake. He shook my hand, and I stood up out of my chair. But I was in front of the scan converter. I remember the station director was there, and also I think the prime minister's press officer. Various other people in the distance. But I do remember that he came.
Was there much of a sense of excitement that this was the day?
Before the actual activity started, yes. And then we knuckled down and we were just so immersed in our tasks, that the rest of the world sort of faded away and we were just doing our job, as it were, One of the things was, for instance, when the first image appeared, Buzz Aldrin in my earphones was just saying TV Circus Breaker in, and suddenly the image appeared. And the image was upside down, of course, but in the first instant, I didn't realize it was upside down, except that reason told me. Because on the moon, you expect the sky to be black, no atmosphere. So really, if you see an image from the moon, it should be light at the bottom and dark at the top. And this was the other way around. It was a black streak at the bottom, white at the top, and a diagonal streak, white glistening streak of the strut of the leg of the limb. And so the reason to this picture being upside down was that the camera was mounted in the mesa in the bottom part of the limb on a hatch door, which was hinged at the bottom. And when the hatch went open to expose the camera to the outside of the moon, it was upside down. And somebody had only realized that a few weeks before the launch, and we had hastily implemented a switch which reversed the picture in the scan converter to give it the right way around. And so there was this toggle switch, and I saw this black at the bottom and white at the top on this image that appeared, and I just reached out and went click, and it went the right way around. So, but that is mainly a reaction due to my previous training as a TV technician. It had to be the other way around, so therefore I went click. The whole thing only took place within a few seconds.
Brian Sullivan talks about the hush that descended as the television started, and everybody who could get near to where you were was looking over your shoulder and watching the
I
television.
know that they were all around me, and in fact, at one stage, I think I had to sort of turn around and ask him to move back a little bit because I was so pressed up against my gear, so that I couldn't freely handle it. But it was a magic moment. That's all you can say.
Once Houston saw that they were having problems at Goldstone, they picked up the honeysuckle picture and used your picture that went out to the world for the first step. But you were having some equipment problems of your own with one of the recorders.
Yeah, the video of it was being recorded on the M22 telemetry recorders, but the scan converted picture, the final video picture, was also recorded on an full 1100 video recorder, and that had troubles with overheating. So in the end, we ended up with the back of that recorder, which is a big recorder the size of a kitchen buffet type of thing, we had the back of it off, and we had two fans blowing into it to keep the thing cool enough so it wouldn't keep on blowing. And that was for the rest of that excursion, till everything quieted down.
You took a couple of cameras into work, which wasn't entirely official, but we're very glad you did. You got some still pictures and you got some movies as well.
Well, at the time, I was a photo nut, and I couldn't resist the urge of taking a picture myself. I think the actual landing I didn't. I think I did later. I did a replay from the M22.
This is the first step.
And filmed that. Yes, I did. Not at the actual. I don't recall me actually, and I couldn't have anyway because there were all these people around me. You know.
Yes.
But I did later on when everything had quieted down. I took a couple of pictures and a little bit of a film footage. At the end, the whole thing was so charged with excitement and emotion, suppressed emotion, you know, that we didn't really become conscious of what had happened until after Armstrong and Aldrin had gone back in and everything quietened down. And then for hours on end, you had just the image in our control room and in our work area of the various monitors that were looking at the picture, that were displaying the picture from the moon, with the LEM sitting there, black and white, sitting on the moon, and quietly flickering away with the gamma rate, that you became conscious of what really had happened. When you could take a breath, you could have a cup of coffee and you lean back. If you're right, nothing to do at the moment, you know, and you just saw these images quietly flickering away in black and white on top of the racks, wherever they were in the various areas, and, you know, that this whole thing sank in. You know, there's somebody up there, a live person's on the moon and sitting in that capsule that is sitting there on the moon, you know, and then that's when it really sank in.
Several hours after the moonwalk finished, they dumped their backpacks down the ladder, and you caught that on film.
I can still visualize them slowly bouncing down. They went very gracefully. I think there were two backpacks, weren't there? But I remember them going down, and when they reached the ground, there was a little puff of moon dust settling down again.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a long time ago, and it's it was something. The details of which might now escape me, but the whole atmosphere of it is still with me, you know, and it'll never leave me, you know. So that's one of those things.
This interview with Ed von Renwad, Honeysuckle Creek's Videotech, was conducted by Colin McKellar on the 9th of June 2009. For honeysucklecreek.net.